Well, we'll go ahead and call this special meeting of the Frontier Telnet Board of Directors to order. Meeting is held Monday, December 9th, 2019 at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. The physical location for this meeting is the Gene E. Birch Building, 401 4th Street, Fossil, Oregon. So, let's start out with reestablishing the quorum. And everyone on the phone, please identify yourself.
Liz Farrar from Gillum County.
Joe DeVolskis, Sherman County.
Ryan LeBlanc, Day Wireless.
I'm Lynn Morley, Wheeler County. Is there anyone else on the phone? Okay, this meeting is to consider the approval of the Bake Oven Tower Site Lease Agreement with Day Wireless. Does anyone have any questions?
I had a question, and I wish Don was here, but the only thing that I see when I read it that gives me just a little bit of pause is that there's really no termination for us. And so, I mean, I think this is probably fine for the, you know, it seemed, my concern is if we, down the road, say in year 7 of this, decide that, you know, we want to do something different with the network or this tower isn't needed, we don't really have a way to terminate that lease. And so unless somebody, I don't know, Joe or Lynn, if you guys saw something that allows us to terminate it, but that would be my only concern that I've seen so far. And maybe Don's okay with that. I just worry about locking us into what could be, you know, a really long-term lease without a way to get out of it if something changes on the network.
Okay. Yeah, Don was supposed to call in. Maybe I can get him on my cell phone.
Okay.
I had the same question.
Yeah, I'm trying to get, and it also says it's the term starts on July of 2019. He was getting a hold of Day Wireless to see if that could be changed too, so.
Yeah, that was my other question, is would we have to, does that mean we'd have to pay for those months? Or?
Yeah.
This is Ryan. I don't have any expectation that you would have to pay until you have actually signed the lease. I think it would probably be best to have the proper date in writing when you sign it. It is not Day Wireless's intention
hey, Don,
to charge you from July.
Try to call in.
Okay. I didn't think it was, but I thought, particularly since the termination clause is in there, have 30 days. It's probably best that we have the right date on there so we know when that was executed.
Is the copy you're looking at the latest copy that Don and our leasing department negotiated?
I believe so. This was forwarded from Don to Judge Morley on November 26th. So.
Sorry. Don's going to call in here right now.
Perfect.
Hello?
Hello, Don?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, Don. Liz has a question for you. You want to go ahead and repeat your issue, Liz?
Sure. Don, I was just curious, you know, if we got into this, say, you know, year 7 or something of this agreement, what, if any, termination rights do we have? You know, if something were to change with the network and we would decide we don't need that tower after all, or there's another tower that you know, makes more sense. Is there, do we have any mechanism to terminate? I mean, I see that we can towards the end of the term, but I'm wondering, like, midterm, if something were to change, what kind of termination abilities we have?
I'm checking this. Hold on.
Okay.
Just a minute here. Well, first of all, the term of the lease is basically for a 5-year term. We have a right to renew. Well, it will renew unless we don't renew it at the end of the 5 years. It says either party may terminate the agreement at the end of any term with 30 days notice prior, at the end of any term with 30 days prior written notice. So it doesn't really permit, the way it is written, for, as I read it, any termination any sooner than 30 days prior to the end of the 5-year term. But we're not stuck with this lease for 40 years. It's a 5-year term lease, which we can cancel at the end of each 5 years. Now, my thought is, if there's nothing that prohibits us from putting that term in, if that's what the board wants to do, and see what Bay Wireless says. That's not a problem with me. You know, I can propose that to them.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how, I mean, I don't know, Joe and Lynn, what do you guys think about that? I just worry a little bit about locking us in too, you know, and not having the flexibility if something changes. I mean, we've just seen so many changes in the technology in our counties, even in the last 2 years, that I kind of worry about being wedded to something that we can't change down the road.
Joe, what are your thoughts?
My big thing is if I don't mind being in the 5-year part of it so much, I mean, because we get, I mean, that's how some of those things go. But if Frontier Telnet went away or changed our structure, we're no longer Frontier Telnet, that's where my question was, then what do we do? We're all of a sudden, we still got 5 years on a contract. Just because of where we were in January, that was kind of a concern, is where were we going to be in 5 years? I don't mind, like I said, if Frontier Telnet is Frontier Telnet, I don't mind being stuck in there, but what happens if it's not Frontier Telnet and we've signed this agreement? That was where I was concerned with it.
So
well,
maybe, oh, go ahead, Don.
Go ahead. No,
I was just going to say, sorry about that. I would concur with what Joe was saying.
Okay. Well, there's nothing that prohibits me from going back to them. I've got a call into the lady that I've been dealing with because I wanted to get to her before the meeting, and she hasn't called me back on, when does this term begin and when really does the payments begin, because it's we've been fiddly thinking around with this thing. I guess I always take the blame for it, but ever since July, and we played phone tag for about 4 months, so I don't have a problem telling the board is concerned about that, given the status of the technology changes and the viability in terms of the existence of Frontier Telnet.
What do you guys want to see in this agreement, like a 30-day out clause of some sort?
I mean, I'd even be good with a 90-day. I mean, even 3 months. Just something that's a little bit tighter than 5 years.
5 years. Yeah, five years seemed just a little on the extreme side to be stuck in there.
I think 90 days
yeah,
is Go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say, I'm okay with even more than 90 days, just 5 years is extreme. Lots can happen in 5 years.
This is Ryan with Day Wireless. Just a note, and again, I'm not in the department that's negotiating this, but it is. I do think that often when they put pricing in, if they do a five-year term, there's discounts built into that on the 5 years. So if you wanted to do, say, you know, one-year clauses or whatever, the rent price could go up because of that. It's just a theory, and I can't speak with authority on that, but I do know that leases like that are often priced based on the term. So just something for you all to be aware of.
Thanks, Ryan.
So do we want to put something in there with agreement for 5 years with the 90-day termination clause in there somewhere?
No, I'd like to pursue it.
I think
yeah.
Your suggestion is good. First of all, if you've got an equipment to remove, you're not going to be able to get it done in 30 days. So it allows time for adjustment in that regard.
I'd like to go that direction if the two of you don't have any concerns about that.
I don't. My original first thought was review it every year on the time frame. I mean, we got a bunch of contracts around here that we sign it every year. We review them, but, you know, we got in 30 days from that review to say yay or nay to renew them. You know, I know we're 5 years, but what happens if every year? That was my first initial, but if we go 90 days, that's fine too. So I just, yeah. So let's do the 90-day and see what happens.
Well, I'm just the messenger, so you folks decide, and I'll be the messenger. And I agree that 90 days is a good... seems to be a viable approach. Whether Day Wireless will accept it or increase the rent, I can't foretell that, but it's worth opening up, telling them the concerns we have.
So we want to go with the 5 year term with the 90 day termination clause with either party.
Sure.
Yeah, that works for me.
Some place to start.
Is Jim Deason on the line?
I don't think he is.
Okay, I just thought maybe he was going to be on. Okay. So I've got to call into the lady. She'll probably call me back sometime this morning, early afternoon, I hope. Her name is Darcy Everest. I think she's kind of a messenger too for Day Wireless. So she'll probably talk to somebody else and then get back to me. But I can certainly discuss that with her and see where we go from here. Is there any other changes other than nailing down when? Lynn, let me digress a moment. Have we put any equipment in operation in any of the on the bake oven lease or what is the status of that?
Ryan?
Yeah, this is Ryan. I can speak to that. So Wheeler County has ordered a bunch of equipment. It's currently sitting in our shop here in Bend waiting for this lease to be finalized. Unfortunately, since it's taken about 6 months, we've lost our frequency licenses now. We're going to have to relicense. We are not doing any relicensing until this lease gets finalized.
Okay.
We are, however, up against a deadline of April. Wheeler County will lose their grant funding in April if we don't spend it. So We need a fairly significant sense of urgency on getting this done because it takes 6 weeks to get the FCC to reissue frequencies, and that can't start until this lease gets finalized. So that would be my only statement to that effect.
I don't see any reason why we can't get it done before the end of the year.
Go ahead, Don.
Before the end of the year, there's not that many issues, and but I guess the reason I asked that question is because it's unclear, and I'll take the blame for it. We started this off in around a little before July, and or about July, and so it talks about the effective date being October 1. Then it talks about the term being July 1. So it's not totally clear of when this lease starts. And I think we just need to have an agreement by everybody. When does this thing start marching down the road? And I think we can get that done very quickly.
So can we look at maybe approving this on the contingent on the addition of a 90-day termination clause?
Yeah, I think you can approve it. I think you can approve it with conditions, and if those don't work, I'll get back to you because you haven't approved anything yet.
Well, I'd make that motion.
I would second.
Okay, there's been a motion made and seconded to approve contingent on the addition of a 90-day termination clause by either party. Is there any other discussion?
This is Ryan with A Wireless.
Go ahead, Ryan.
I also want to add the motion about the night picking the start date being the effective date of what, either December 15th or December 1 or whatever.
Don made my point, so yes.
Okay, what do you want to go with, December 15th?
Joe, it's your motion. What do you want to do?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
December 15th.
I can second that, too.
Okay, been a motion made and seconded on the start date of December 15th. Is there anything else? No further discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Okay, we'll see if we can't get this thing figured out.
Okay, I will be back to you. You can let the rest of the board members know as soon as I get information from Bay Wireless in Portland, okay?
Hey, sounds good. Does anybody else
sounds
have anything
good.
Else?
Don, and this is Ryan. If you have any problems getting Darcy to be responsive to you, please let me know. I can make sure that you get the response that you're looking for.
Okay, give me your number.
My cell phone is 541-948-7401.
Got it. Okay, I will do that.
Okay, anything
Thank
else?
You.
Nope.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and adjourn. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good week.
Thanks.
Have a good
you too.
Holiday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.